Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, we're going to talk about different variations on why you might want to get a variation of mortgages. And what I mean by that is we're going to talk about, you know, refinance or get a mortgage, remortgage to save money. Okay, save money over the long run. So maybe what we're going to talk about is maybe shorting or reducing your term, keeping your payment the same, or, you know, what you can afford, and structuring your loan around that to reduce your term. And I just helped out a client of mine named Tim, and he saved about $150,000, or he will save over $150,000. Then I helped Andy. His was a cash flow issue. We consolidated a bunch of bills and saved him over $1,400 a month. When you equate that out to monies, it's like you getting a raise for about $20,000 a year. And I'm going to go through those numbers. And then right now, a lot of people are buying homes. But if you're not buying, you pretty much, most people have stayed stagnant for about the last 10 years. The world crashed, and now your home values are back up. So what are you doing? A lot of people are either selling or they're saying, you know what, I neglected my house for so long that now I need to do some things. And so I'm going to go over a loan I did with Laura, and we gave her $90,000 and what that did and how we structured that to help her out. And then the second part of the show, I'm going to go over, I'm going to start a daily, I'll call it a daily credit hack. And what I mean by hack is a tip, a suggestion, I won't say a trick because it's not a trick.
A workaround.
There you go. And every day I'm going to try to come up with one that I think would, or I know will help you. And a lot of these things, the tactic is going to be to help you pretty quick. So obviously you could say, okay, well, let's pay down our credit cards over the next 2 years. And with that, your credit scores are going to go up. Obviously. But wonder if you're 5-10 points away from qualifying for something. Okay. What do you do? Do you use Credit Karma, credit this, whatever, to find that out? What I'm going to try to do is talk about some systems for you. Or with you, and then I'm going to give you a hack every day. So let's get to this. So I helped Tim save. So what happened is Tim called me and said, Dan, I have an FHA loan that you helped me with about three years ago. And my rate is, in his case, and I'm not talking APR, his specific interest rate on his statements was 4%. It was an FHA loan because at the time he didn't have 20% down in his credit. He was kind of had some credit issues. So that was the best program to put him into. So he was, that's what we got him into, a 4% FHA loan 3 years ago. So he called and said, Dan, my house has really gone up in value. And, you know, would it make sense to refinance? And I was like, you know what, you're at 4%. I don't really know, because the going rate on a 30-year fixed right now is, you know, in the mid fours. So it might not make sense. So I go through it and I'm like, okay, he owes $250,000. So I said, Tim, your payment wise, what are you comfortable with? He said, you know what? Honestly, if we can reduce the term, if I can pay a couple $100 more, that would be, you know, kind of easy on me. And, you know, it would really help. And Tim's a financial planner, so he gets the you know, money issues on things. So here's what we did. I got him a 15-year term. So remember, he was on a 30-year term 3 years ago. So he has 27 years remaining. 27. Remember that. We got him a 15-year term at right around 4%. And the APR was like 4.09. his payment went up $400. Okay, so you're like, damn, well, obviously his payment went up $400. Okay, when we did the numbers, we broke down the numbers. His current payment was 4%, but with FHA, you have what's called PMI, or every loan, almost every loan that has, you didn't put down 20% when you bought the house, you have PMI. Right now, he doesn't need any PMI. So, that his PMI payment per month was $190. Okay, so let me go through the math with this one. We structured him on a 15-year term. His payment went up $400. Okay. However, he's at 27 years remaining, so he's saving, he's paying off his loan 12 years early. 12 years. His principal and interest payment was approximately $1,800. So, let me do the math. I got a calculator in front of me. $1,800 a month. Well, let's go. 12 years early times 12 payments. He's going to save 144 payments of $1,800. He's going to save $259,000. You might say, Dan, you said he's saving $150,000. Yeah, because he's paying, what I factor in is, I'm not trying to deceive you here. He's paying an extra $400 a month for the 15 years. So you do all that math. He's still net saving $150,000. That's huge money. You might say, well, I can't really afford the extra $400 payment. Well, you might not be in that situation. What I try to do in this case is try to structure your new loan. So if you have PMI right now and your rate is over 4%, you need to call me, because we can structure your loan, even if we can cut off 5 years of your mortgage. So 5 years is 60 payments. Let's say we save you $100 a month for 5 years. Okay, 5 years again. Yeah, that's 60 payments. So 60 payments times $100 a month, that's a $6,000 savings for really doing nothing, doing paperwork. So there's a huge amount of benefit if your rate is over 4% and you're paying PMI, especially if you have an FHA loan and you took it out within the last 5 years. If you did that, most cases, you're going to have that PMI on there forever. I don't care what your mortgage company said. It's on there forever. It will not come off unless you refinance, period. It's not negotiable. It's not up to the bank. It is an FHA loan that is etched in stone. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Andy. Andy, we saved $1,460 a month in cash flow. So how did we do that? Andy has had a mortgage at 6%. His payment, mortgage payment, was $1,350. And I'll add all these up to you. You don't have to write these down. If you're driving, I'll make this all make sense. I'll wrap it together at the end of this little section. So his mortgage payment is $1,350. He has credit cards that came to approximately $1,200 a month. Okay. And those rates are 18 to 25%. He had one account that was a 48% interest rate. I didn't even know that was legal, but he had it. And then he had a car payment at $420 a month. You add that up, that's $2,970 a month that he's paying out. $2,970. Okay, he's struggling. He retired. He's on Social Security. His wife's on Social Security, and he has a little part-time job. It's tough. You know, he went from making, you know, probably $70,000-$80,000 a year to, you know, Social Security at $25,000 plus a little part-time job. So he lost a lot of cash flow. So his whole goal was, you know, I really don't care if I go back to a 30-year term or whatever. I just need to make life affordable, you know, so I can at least eat. So we structured a new loan for him. His new payment is $1,510. $1,510. Currently, he's paying $2,970. That's a $1,460 a month cut in his bills. You might say, well, Dan, you're stretching this out. Yeah, so he's now able to stay in his house and put food on the table. What's the other option? He loses the house, goes into foreclosure, racks up a ton of credit card bills, can't afford it, everything crashes. So, which you can do, there's no prepayment penalty. So I might say, you know what, when you get your tax return money, if you can, throw it on the mortgage, pay it off early. If the $1,400 that you see after 3 or 4 months, you know, this is really simple payments to make. You know, I can start applying, you know, more money to my mortgage. So start sending in $200-$300 a month. Now you're really cutting down that term on your mortgage. So that could save you a ton of money. So those are two ideas for you. Those are real world scenarios. If you have a rate at 4% or more and you're paying PMI, especially if it's an FHA loan, call me. You got to call me. Let's analyze it. It might make sense. It might not make sense, but at least you tried. If you're buried in debt and you have equity in your house, now you can't be at 100% of your house's value and then say, Dan, I want to pay off some bills. It doesn't work that way. But if you could go to 80 or 85% of your home's value, pull out monies and pay off a ton of bills to get your cash flow back in line, let's look into it. So when we come back, I'm going to go over some renovation products for you, and then we're going to go over some credit and credit hacks to help you increase your credit scores pretty darn quick. So again, my name is Dan Frio. For those, I get a lot of YouTube questions saying, you know, what exactly do you do? Well, I'm a mortgage broker in the Chicagoland area, have been for over 31 years. I'd love to help you if I can. The best way to reach me is 630-338-1160. Or you can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes to go over that renovation program and also go over your credit hacks. Be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Again, I'm Dan Frio. So right now, if this is you, you know, you bought your home 10, 15 years ago. Then the market the world crashed. I have neighbors that are trying to sell their homes, and I hate to say it, but the prices aren't even back to where they were 10 years ago in certain areas. So, you know, if you bought a house, say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 8 years ago, okay, the house values are up now. You probably, especially with the economy, you probably didn't do much of anything. You're like, do I put money into this house that has really crashed in value? No. So now the market's back. So what options do you have? Well, the house is somewhat, I won't say deteriorated. That's bad to say, but it's worn. You know, it's worn over the last 8 years. Now you're at a point where, okay, let's sell the house. You might be downsizing. You might be upsizing. Or like a lot of people, and I'm getting tons of these phone calls, they're saying, yeah, I like where I live. I don't want to move. That's a pain in the butt. My kids are in school. I don't want to move them to a different school. There could be a slew of reasons why you don't want to move. Okay. But you need to fix the house. A roof is probably $8,000 to $12,000. You probably don't have $8,000 or $12,000 just sitting there to put a new roof on. You want to expand a little bit. I have one client, Laura, she's actually putting a second tier on their home. They love the house, they love the neighborhood, and they're not in a neighborhood where they're going to have a white elephant. What I mean by white elephant is you don't want to have that house in your neighborhood that all the houses are single family ranches worth $150,000, and you have this behemoth 8,000 square foot, 3-flat home with a 5-car garage worth, you know, you think $1.7 million. You're not going to get it. But if you're in an area, you know, that you just want to renovate your house, there's a couple different programs that I have. There's an FHA program for those that are a little bit credit challenged. But, you know, the rates on those are really, really good. There's a new program that we came out with at the beginning of this year. It's the renovation program that is hot right now. And we're helping Laura. She came and we helped her buy her house. I think it was 5-6 years ago. Now she's like, Dan, we have a lot of equity in this house because we put 20% down. And I think we got him a 10-year mortgage. So they built in a lot of equity pretty darn quick. She's like, we want to put an addition on. We want to go up. I mean, that's huge. they want to put another story on their home. So what did we do? There's different options that you have for this. Okay. And I want to go over the options. You can refinance your primary loan. So there's that way to do it. Or a lot of people say, well, how about if I get a home equity loan or a second mortgage? You can do that as well. Let's go through the pros and cons, because this is what I do when people do call. I'm like, I structure these loans the way I would do it for myself. So I look at it and I say, okay, you have a rate at 5%. You need $90,000. You have a 10-year term. What are we going to do? You have the equity to do any which way you want to do it. So I'm going to go over, do we do a new primary loan or do we look into a home equity loan? So let's go through some pros and cons. I'm a proponent of, well, it depends on what your current rate is now on your loan and what the current rates are in the market. Okay, so if you're at a 2% rate, the going rates in the market are 8%. It might not make sense to do that, especially if you have a chunk of change due on your home. But in most cases, the rate today is very similar to what you have on your current mortgage. Okay, if that's the case, I'm a proponent of doing one new loan for you. Here's why. The pros and cons of a fixed rate primary loan versus keeping your primary and getting a home equity loan. Okay, the pros. Let's go through the cons. Why I don't like the home equity loans. One, it's another payment, obviously. And if you, here's what I mean. If you add that new payment to your primary, that plus what your primary payment's going to be, it's probably much higher than if you were to lump everything together. That's one minor issue. Second is, in most cases, that home equity loan is an adjustable rate. And that adjustable rate is tied in most cases to prime, the prime interest rate. Prime interest rate right now, and we're in early 2019, is 5.5%. Okay. So most programs are prime plus X, a factor, a margin. In most cases, that is, you know, maybe 1 or 2%, maybe 3. Okay. So let's do the math. If prime is 5.5, and let's say you get a great deal and it's prime plus 1, you're at 6.5, adjustable. So it's going to change. What's the trend? Well, last year at this time, 1 year ago, prime was at 4.75. Today, it is 5.5. So that rate is 0.75 higher. Simple math. What's the trend? The trend is to keep moving up. And probably in the next 2, 3, 4 years, as the economy gets better and better and better, it's going to go up. Let's say it just doubles what it did. So it goes up another 0.75. So now you're at 6.25 plus the one, you're at 7.25. Okay. Going rates today on a 30-year fixed in most cases are under 5. What do you choose? 4.875 or a loan that's probably in a year or two going to be between 6 and 7? Pretty simple math. The next issue is that home equity loan tax deductible? All the interest that you pay on that, is it tax deductible? Well, it depends. If you use every penny of that home equity line into the rehab of your home, so you put that money back into the property, yes. In your accountant or when you do your taxes, there's a huge questionnaire that you have to complete to validate that information. If you don't use 100% of that money toward the renovation of your primary home, it is not tax deductible. So let's say you spend $5,000 in taxes or interest this year. If you write off the taxes or you write that off, you can write that off on your tax returns. Let's say you're at the 25% tax bracket. You would save, or you would get an extra $1,250 on your tax refund. It's $100 a month. Hey, $100 is $100. Why throw it away? So those are the reasons why I'm a proponent of redoing your primary loan into one loan, putting it on a, put it on a 30-year fix. Get the payment as low as you can. Because this payment, again, you're financing probably $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 or more. Your payment's going to take a jump. It might be a little shock to your budget. So get a 30-year fixed. Manage your budget over a short period of time and say, okay, what can we do now? Can we start applying extra money to that payment or not? If you can't, God bless you, do it. You'll pay off the house quicker. If you can't, at least now you have, you know, you have this house that you it's ultimately what you wanted to do. You created that house into what you wanted. So that's basically my renovation program. And for Laura, it was a phenomenal deal for her. She put on a whole new story to her house. We got her into actually a fixed rate lower than her current mortgage rate was at the time. So her payments really, I mean, they went up, but they didn't go up dramatically. And we took her from a 10-year to a 30-year. I almost, if I think on the top of my head, I think her payment stayed the same, to believe it or not. And it was a $90,000, loan to her to fix that house. So getting down to the nitty gritty part of this, my hack of the day. When do you make your payment on your credit card? One simple hack. Don't make it once you get your statement. You're going to say, well, Dan, how else would I make it? Well, go online. Everybody has, your account is online. Go online and check out your Discover account. You know that cycles on the 15th of each month. Send in your payment on the 10th. Even if it's 2/3 of the payment, a half of the payment. Why? Well, that data, the date that your statement is issued, that's the date most times that your credit company pushes your data to the credit companies. So here's what I mean. You have a Discover card. You owe $2,500. Let's say your credit line is $2,500. So you're maxed out. So on the 15th, they send you the statement and you get it on the 19th and you pay it in full. Awesome. What happened is on the credit bureau level, it shows you have to owe $2,500, even though you paid it a week later and your credit line is $2,500. You got clobbered on your credit scores because your utilization rate was 100%. But if you sent in a payment, even half the payment on the 10th, they got it. On the 15th, they issue your statement. You owe $1,250. Your utilization rate is 50%. Now, when they push that data to the credit bureaus, you're at 50% utilization. You probably just picked up 30, 40 points. Quick little hack there. So go online, check out your accounts, and just make, if you can, make that payment, you know, a week early. And it will dramatically help your credit. I mean, pretty much instantaneously. Versus waiting until that statement comes in. So that's my hack of the day. So I hope you love the show. If you do, please check it out on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. It's basically everywhere. Just Google Dan Freo or The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo and you'll find me. If I could be of any help, please let me know. You can give me a call at 630-338-1160 or find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to come back tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.